I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm. Rob, good to have you back on the show. What's the temperature in terms of trading feeling like from your clients and your contacts?
I think what I'm hearing is probably a change of concern looking forwards, as opposed to necessarily a change of what's happening today on the ground. I think most businesses that I'm talking to are saying, yeah, it's still going along and everything still seems to be okay. But I think this continual increasing of interest rates has got to come through and bite at some point. And that's starting to make people just take stock and relook at what's happening going forwards. The other thing that I'm now hearing people comment about on a more regular basis is the general election actually isn't that far away. And therefore, people are saying, well, we know what the tax rules are today. We've got a period of time that we can sort of see what it looks like. And therefore, we're not stopping making decisions today, but probably give it another 6 months. I think people might start to be a bit more cautious in terms of what they plan to do.
Yeah. So they're talking about getting inflation under control, aren't they? And the big lever is interest rates. And also there's been some conjecture that we need a recession. So a recession is negative growth. So shrinking of the economy for two quarters. That's right, isn't it? In a row, that's a recession. Yep. What does that actually mean, though, in reality for us as business people and local people? What would be the impact of a recession? Or is it just sort of a mathematical calculation?
I think the starting point is a mathematical calculation, because if you take the last year or so, we've had positive growth, negative growth. But it's only if you get two consecutive negative growths is it technically a recession. So if for example, we had minus 0.1% one quarter and then followed by 0.1% again, we're technically in recession. But for most people, you go, well, we're not really feeling it. I think the key thing that they're saying in terms of we need a recession is the biggest concern over inflation is the impact of wage inflation on how actually what we see out in the world is made up. And the reason that wage inflation is so high is because we've got still vacancies compared to people looking for jobs, means that it's a tight labour market. And I think what the government or the Bank of England are almost thinking about is we need to get that labour market rebalanced so that the power is more with the employers as opposed to the potential employees. That in turn means that wage demands won't be as high because the employer says, "Look, you know, I'm offering you X percent. If you don't like it, potentially I'll look at something else." And then that allows wage inflation to go down, which in turn means that actually price of goods and services will stop reducing so quickly. And I think when you look at the government or the Bank of England's view of inflation, that's where they're concerned about it.
Yeah. Okay. If you were to put your kind of hat in the ring, I don't know if that's the right metaphor or not, but how do you think things are going to play out? Do you think we are going to just steadily move along, or do you think there is a little bit of a sharp shock on the way and we will see a little bit of a dip?
I think the biggest concern I have is we moved as a nation to measuring inflation by CPI a good number of years ago now. And what you've got to remember is that we used to use RPI as opposed to CPI. And one of the biggest differences between the two is mortgage costs and interest costs. And therefore, I think what we're seeing with interest rates going up is we've still got, and we've talked about this before, a good number, percentage of the population have got fixed rates mortgages. They will come out and people will have to renew. We're seeing the impact on the rental market. People are coming out of their fixed rate mortgages, which may have been at sort of 2 or 3% and are coming out to 6%. And all of a sudden, that's going to hit household budgets. That's got to come through to consumer spending. And therefore, I think that's actually where the shock's going to come through. And I think when you listen to people talking about the fact of interest rates going up for the next month and it's 13 months in a row, whatever it is, what they actually say is, yeah, but any interest rate increase takes about 12 months to properly filter through to the economy. So we've got all of this shock we're only now, in theory, starting to feel the pain of the first interest rate rises, let alone what we've had over the rest of the last 12 months.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Rob Beale, thanks very much.
Thanks.